Welcome to Sweeping the Country one more time, Mr. Jimmy Carter, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, Jimmy.
Oh, man, we've gotten past the Easter time. We're now into full-blown spring.
Woo!
People complain to me about pollen of all kinds.
Yeah, true that.
Even in the North Country, your pine should be getting some pollen.
No, we get it. Heavy. It's just different. You know, it's just different. That pine pollen's awful.
Yeah. So that's going on, and we're past the Easter egg hunts and all that. So next stop is summer.
Wow. You know, already.
Is Memorial Day.
Man.
You know, we're 60 days away from Memorial Day and ready to go. May, you know, is fun with the Kentucky Derby and the Indianapolis 500. And we got the Final Four coming up this week. My school's in it for the first time ever.
What the heck? Let's talk about it because I watched them when they were
really
in the...
expect to go any further.
But come on. I mean, they are definitely... I mean, they were in the Sweet 16. Was it North Carolina or was it the Elite Eight that they beat North Carolina? But I was
somewhere in there, I was
watching that game, and they were not the team that was going to win. They were... They'd come up and tie it, and then they'd go down 4 points. And they'd come up and tie it and go.
Yeah.
It just didn't feel right. And then this kid comes out of nowhere and hits a layup and a three-pointer, and they never look back.
Well, we'll get in trouble talking sports with some of our podcast listeners.
Perhaps, but good for you.
That's exciting. Masters is coming up next week.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people love the spring sports. I did not watch the first weekend of whatever they're calling it now. You know, the USFL married somebody else and others.
Yeah, I don't care much about
spring
that
football. I can't get interested in it.
I can't either.
I like football, but I just can't get interested in it.
I mean, maybe if they put, like, the two worst teams in the league, in that league, I might watch those games. But I have no interest either. I really just don't.
I just can't go there. I don't know what my problem is, but I just can't do it. I don't know. But one thing that is happening in the spring, and I'm seeing it, Hollywood – meaning, and the movie theater people, your local movie theater, they really need for you to come back to the movie theater.
Mm-hmm.
This is the last chance, the swan song.
Is it? Is it coming back, Jimmy? I mean, can it come back?
They're going to try to get you back because I'm seeing some movies. All right, Ghostbusters was supposed to get you back.
Yeah.
And it wasn't good enough to get you back, okay? I think it had the buzz, but it didn't have the juice.
Yeah.
I think it got a B something on Cinema Score.
Mm-hmm.
The hoity-toity critics, who are going to be the are going to be the ruination of the movie business, if they, because mostly they get it wrong. They like the they like the artsy fartsy films,
right?
You know, just weird ass stuff.
Yeah,
and then the normal stuff or things that are mass appeal, they don't, you know, they just poo-poo it. So they all said Godzilla and Kong would do 40 million max in the United States. And do $60 million around the world.
Okay.
Well, it did $80 million in the United States.
So they were off a lot.
Not that much around the world. So it was double what they thought. The Cinema Score was an A-, which is
pretty good.
Cinema Score is the only you don't need to be paying any attention to. I hadn't found a print reviewer that I thought got it right. Ever.
Let's preface this.
Okay, ever's a long time.
Yeah, no, you're right. But let's preface this with you did this for a living for some time.
For decades.
So you know what you're talking about.
And I became a TV movie critic because they wanted somebody that would do it, that would give the reviews for the common guy, you know, that he would like, you know, the movie. I mean, I know who, I'm not expecting women at the Garden Club to go see Godzilla and Kong, okay?
Yes.
I know that doesn't appeal to them on any level.
Right.
But as you can see by the breakdown of the audience, 67% of the audience to King Kong and Godzilla was male.
Okay. makes sense.
I think it was like 60% were under the age of 35.
Also makes sense, yes.
Young men.
Yeah.
You know, video game players and stuff like
that. Sure, yeah.
You know? Folks like Ted doesn't like it.
Of course
He's
not.
He's waiting for, you
Chariots of Fire 2.
Not even that.
Come on.
He's waiting for Home and Garden Goes Live or something. You know, I don't know what we're going to do with Ted. He's, you know, he listened to this 2 weeks after we do it, so he won't know. But
hey, Ted.
He wouldn't go ever see a movie like King Kong and Godzilla, and he would never go see a Star Wars or any of those things, and I don't understand that. But those are movies that I like, and those are movies I always gave great reviews to. So I'm looking ahead at movies that are coming out.
Okay,
now,
what do
Dune,
you got?
Dune was not my thing.
Mine either, but it looks
it's
good.
Very well. It's the number one movie for the year. right now.
So I haven't seen the new one. I saw a part of the old one, didn't like it, but I'm told the new one is fantastic.
Well, to me, the worst part of going on to go into Florida, for example,
yeah,
is I like to look at the water, but I've never really liked the sand at the beach.
Fair.
So Dune is all about sand. I don't care about sand.
And that, keeping it simple. Okay,
all right. That doesn't do a thing for me. Let me have some trees.
Okay,
the second thing is Kung Fu Panda 4. Mm. That's not my thing, but it's the second most popular movie of the year. So we really haven't had anything that people can get into. Those are the only movies that have made over 100 million. Worldwide.
What is considered
worldwide? Dune 2 has done 600 million, so it's on its way to probably making a profit.
What is considered a blockbuster? I mean, what's considered a, you know, I mean,
well, it depends on how much you make. You know, like for example, coming in soon, not real soon, but the summer. Let me just go through the movies that coming.
Yeah,
that. Because I don't have them all
now,
necessarily
in order. Could these be blockbusters? Some of them could.
Yeah, they could. Yeah. The ones I'm going to give you have potential to be blockbusters.
Okay.
Now, let me just say, Hollywood sometimes knows what they've got because they've already tested it.
Okay.
In like Orange County or somewhere in one of the suburbs of Dallas.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure where they're doing it now, but those are two places where they used to do it. So they know if it tests over, you know, like, oh man, everybody left there, you know, all right. You know?
Yeah, yeah, sure.
And then they have some idea themselves if they feel like it's moving. Sometimes they're wrong.
Yeah, that's
true.
You
know, they have a hunch this is good, and then they test it out and it goes, and then it isn't. But sometimes, you know, those screenings, like they didn't like the ending of Fatal Attraction.
Gosh, that was a good
movie,
though.
They changed the ending of Fatal Attraction and it became a hit. They road tested Top Gun. And the women weren't into it enough.
Really?
And so they went back to the studio and cut in, I mean, you know, like a heart surgeon, cut into the movie and stuck in that Berlin song, Take My Breath Away, and had Tom Cruise do a love scene with whatever her name was.
Kelly McGillis. Kelly McGillis.
Yes, Kelly McGillis.
Oh, great
and
scene.
So I mean, that was inserted into that movie.
So to speak.
And then they tested it again, and the women loved the movie.
That makes sense. I mean, that was,
It gave him a heart. I mean, that's just that. I don't know that that's true, but I know that that's true based on what the executives told me.
Yeah, I would believe that. That's fascinating.
That movie became more of a women appealing movie instead of just a boy, you know, movie.
Yeah.
And that's probably one of the problems with King Kong Godzilla is there's no love interest.
How are you going to put a love scene in that?
I don't know. Yeah. But here's the first movie that they, meaning the studios, think, and you've already seen commercials for it. And I don't know. There have been some big hits that have been missed.
Okay.
It's movies are based on genres.
Mm-hmm.
This genre is three genres.
Okay.
Action, comedy, and drama.
Okay. I like all those.
Beverly Hills Cop would be an example of action, comedy, and drama.
Is it hard to put together a movie like that? Because it's
it is.
Yeah, okay.
Think of this bomb with Arnold Schwarzenegger did, whatever the I can't remember what the name of it was now, The Great Action Hero or some crazy name.
Last Action Hero or something like that.
It was something like one of the biggest stiffs of all time.
Yeah.
That was supposed to be that. There was a movie that I think is great, and it got lost, and I don't know why.
Wow.
It was called The Last Boy Scout with Bruce Willis.
Oh, yeah, that was a great movie. I saw
that movie.
Yeah, it was good.
It's got a lot of cussing in it.
Yeah, maybe that's why. Maybe that turns people off.
Lot of cussing in it.
Yeah.
And it's like every breath.
Mm-hmm.
And so that at the time, that may have been a big deal. But they think The Fall Guy is with Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt and the woman who owned the soccer team from the, you know, whatever that thing was. The soccer
Ted Lasso. Team. Yeah.
Ted Lasso.
Yeah.
I'm having trouble remembering my names today.
But The Fall Guy. The blonde gal you're talking about?
They think it's going to be something.
Is it based on the Lee Majors show?
Yes, loosely. Just
really?
The title.
So
it's about a Hollywood stuntman, so it is that.
I would like that. I think that sounds fun.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Keep looking because you're going to see a lot of commercials.
Fall Guy. Okay.
All of that. So they think that's in what they call the catbird seat. That's it used to be the opening of the summer movie season, which was the all important season for Hollywood anyway. That 60 days really, June and July, end of May, June and July. because August you started losing people again.
Yeah.
The theaters wouldn't even be open in France
because it was too hot.
They didn't have air conditioning in a lot of the theaters, and so now hopefully they fixed that.
Yeah,
but in the 70s and 80s, that was a problem. But anyway, schools start back up, football starts back up, you start losing your audience. But it's wide open usually in June and July, and you don't have – that's the time that people were going to the movies. So the Fall Guy, they think, is going to be something. They're starting it early.
Okay.
They're moving the summer movie season back to May the 3rd.
Interesting.
So in 1 month, the Fall Guy. Now, there are other movies that are coming out that weekend that I'm looking right here, and it's nothing anybody's ever heard of. It's a lot of – well, there's an interesting one. In limited release, Star Wars Episode One: The Phantom Menace.
Oh, I remember. That was the first one.
There are children that have never seen Star Wars films on the big screen.
Isn't that wild? So I got to tell you, so the very Phantom Menace was
the
first
one with the kid, isn't it?
Darth Maul is in that one. That's the one with the red-faced guy and with the dual lightsaber.
Just racing, you know, in the
pod racing and all that. Yeah, so that was
supposed to be the first one, but it was really the in production of the fourth one.
Yeah, because the first one was Episode Four.
Right.
That we saw, that we got introduced
to.
That was very
fun. There are many, many, many people, including anyone under the age of 20, 30, that has never seen Phantom Menace on the big screen.
That was the very first Star Wars I took my son
to. Try that.
Loved
it.
He loved the movie, and he is, to this day, 27 years old, a Star Wars junkie. He loves everything Star Wars. Every movie, so they're great.
If it's limited release and it does well in some places where they put it, they'll bring it out wider. But there's a whole bunch of small little movies, because here's what the old philosophy is, and that's why Outsiders Picture is putting out Adios Buenos Aires, and Janus Films is putting out a horror drama, Some Evil Does Not Exist. And what they think is that everybody's going to the movies, and maybe the Fall Guy is sold out when they get there, and they'll get some spillover.
Okay, I get that.
You know, well, what is this? So that's that philosophy.
Yeah, I get that.
Now, backing up even further, there is nothing that's coming out in April right now that I can see. Nothing good. No, they're just putting out things that aren't good enough for summer, horror movies, junk. I mean, I don't think anything in here is going to do anything. Nope, nothing's going to do anything.
That's too bad.
So we're into May, and then let's see what happens after that. Well, they're not taking me any further than May the 5th. Interesting. Well, I know that there's one called Bike Riders that's coming, and that's a good one. I think that's going to be one that might be a hit. It's got the Elvis boy in it.
Really?
And it's a 60s movie about a guys that start a motorcycle club, the Vandals.
Ooh.
Tom Hardy is like the leader of the bike group.
Wow.
And so.
I'd watch something like that too.
That's supposed to be. And again, I think they think it's going to be good.
I hope so. I know a good film will resurrect the theater, but do they need to change something about the actual physical location? Because it's like, I don't know if I want to go in there and sit in row after row after row of people. I mean, I'd almost rather sit at like a cabaret style table and order some food.
Well, that's a whole nother deal if you're going to redesign the way that people went to
movies. I don't know.
You can do. Alamo Draft House
has
come and gone and failed and been for sale. And they did that where they served cocktails and all that
and
stuff.
And it didn't fly.
Well, it did for a time.
Yeah.
But, and they've put in lounge. Well, COVID screwed everything up.
That's true.
That is true. I mean, that really did change everything. So I think a lot of this stuff they tried is untested, where they have, lounge seats and vibrating seats. And all kinds of stuff like that. And I don't personally like where I've got to pick a seat.
Yeah, I don't either.
I want to sit by who I want to sit by.
Yeah.
That's why I don't like, airlines that do that. I like Southwest where I can sit where I want to sit.
I went to a movie. I don't think you and I have talked about this. I went to a movie. It was a neat experience if you've never done it. It's called a 4D movie. And
yes, I've only seen one. That was in New Orleans.
Yeah, it's quite fun. I mean, you should try
it. Water comes out of the ceiling.
And air blows in your face. Like, we saw Top Gun that way, the new Top Gun.
Oh, really?
And it was pretty cool. The seat kind of tipped back, and wind blew in your face. And
wow.
We enjoyed it, and it wasn't that much more expensive.
I think the original Top Gun or the new
one? No, the new one. We saw the new
Top
one.
Top Gun Maverick.
Yeah. Wow. And it was great.
I didn't hear about that, but that is cool.
Yeah, they're cool.
This movie will be a hit June 7th. So let's see what was May 31st. I got to go back. Anyway, Bad Boys Ride or Die, that has an audience. I mean, this is the Bad Boys 4, I think is what
it
is.
Yeah, so they got a group already.
That will have a good box office on that. A lot of studios are re-releasing films. This Phantom Events, are you familiar with them?
Nope.
Well, they put live concerts sometimes where you can pay money and go sit in the theater and watch a live concert.
Oh, as it happens?
Or an opera.
Oh, that's nice.
A play or something like that.
I might even do that with like a Super Bowl or something. If it's not, if they give away some prizes.
They used
to
do that for boxing.
That'd be kind of fun. I mean, I used to go to
see Muhammad Ali fight at a pay-per-view.
Yeah. It's not a bad idea. I mean, especially if you had a cabaret style where you could go watch.
Well, this Phantom Events on June 8th and then June 9th and June 10th, 3 days in a row, are bringing back the Lord of the Rings movies to show them on the big screen.
Yeah, people might go to that.
Somebody might be into that.
Yeah.
Disney is putting out their first film. June 14th, Inside Out 2.
Oh, I saw Inside Out 1.
So,
not bad.
Obviously, that may have done something.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
This one is the one coming out with Austin Butler in it. It's June 21, and it's The Bike Riders.
Okay. I'm going to look that up. It's called The Bike Riders?
It's a children's movie. You know, Inside Out's a children. That's a separate market.
Yeah.
This movie might be big, but it's going to have – it's one of these movies generally the – well, it's called a – this is a four-genre film.
Okay.
You've seen – we're talking about action, comedy, what was the other?
Drama.
But this – drama. This is a fantasy horror mystery thriller. It's with Dakota Fanning, and it's called The Watchers.
Ooh, I like Dakota Fanning. I mean
– now, that's in limited release. That means they're going to see how it does.
Okay.
It's in bigger cities and try to create some buzz for it.
Well, I mean, give it a shot. I'm for it. I'm for
they're
good films.
Bad Boys, this apparently they're thinking that Bad Boys has 2 weeks worth of action. So everybody's staying away from that second week of Bad Boys. So we're June 21, The Bike Riders.
Mm-hmm.
And then June 20th, let's see, June 28th, that's the next weekend. Now, that's getting close to the 4th of July.
Yeah, big
one. So that's kind of a 4th of July film. And you've got a couple of things here. You've got the Kevin Costner film, Horizon, an American Saga. That's interesting. They're going to open it in limited release. They're not putting it in 3,000, 5,000.
So what does limited release mean? Is it like 200?
Well, you know, if you're putting it in a bunch of them, like Big Boys, Bad Boys will do, they'll put it in 3,000, 4,000 theaters.
Gotcha.
Screens, rather. There's not 4,000 theaters.
Yeah.
4,000, but there are 4,000 screens.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll put this one in limited release. You know, it may not be, might just go to big cities, or they may open it up in Dallas. They'll open it up wide in Dallas and Birmingham.
And that's it. And
place, well, you know, more than that. But
yeah.
There's the big city philosophy. Where if it's like Phantom of the Opera or something, they'll like it, then the hinterlands will hear about it.
Gotcha.
This one, they have to grow like Yellowstone did. So they probably have studied Yellowstone, the television show, and it didn't play in the, it didn't, it was not a hit in the big cities. It was in the hit in the hinterlands, and it grew.
Really? Fascinating.
Popular in the big cities.
Yeah,
so
fascinating.
It's all about their marketing. And so I'm sure that Warner Brothers has studied the history of Yellowstone and even probably the history of Dancing with Wolves and some of that, and they're going to copy that style.
Fascinating.
Another movie that's a big one from Paramount, drama, horror, sci-fi thriller, A Quiet Place, Day One. I don't know.
I thought A Quiet Place was something out already. I wonder if this is like a prequel.
It's opening that wide, so they must think that they've got something. And then on July the 3rd, which is, I don't know how this falls this year, but Despicable Me 4.
Oh, those were all good.
This is a five-genre movie. Adventure, animation, comedy, family, sci-fi.
July 3rd is a Wednesday.
Okay.
That's interesting. That's it is Wednesday, before the holiday.
You open your movie on a, well, what's the 4th of July is a Thursday.
Thursday, yeah.
So Wednesday is the same. It's Friday that week.
Gotcha.
Right?
Yep, right before the day off, yeah.
Blow it off, or that'll be a Friday night.
Interesting.
To take the family to see. I studied marketing film for a long time.
God, I never knew it was so deep. I mean, I know there's marketing and the plans, but boy, it's deep.
There's big money involved, and so that's deep. Now, I told you about genres. Horizon's considered only a drama western.
Okay. That's all right.
You know, in the western genre is an alien thing.
Yeah, when was the last good western? I mean,
he made one of them. He did one that was Open Range, I think was the name.
Oh yeah, okay.
And that was pretty good, but there hadn't been what's his name?
Tarantino. Tarantino did Hateful Eight.
Oh my God, yeah, but that was western.
It was good, but it was
one.
Yeah, that was a good one. I like that too.
I'm trying to see other people here. There is a July. Well, then that's it for the big movie. So they think they're giving it to Despicable Me, which is family. They're giving it to Horizon. And so they must think Horizon has a chance to do something over the 4th of July weekend. And you've still got carryover of Bad Boys and bike riders. Then you get into July. Now, this gets to be a funky time. Things start slowing down. If they've tested movies and they did, if it was really that great, they would put it out in
June. We'd have seen it already.
Yeah, you'd have seen it in June and May.
Okay.
You'd have backed it up into April even. So this is an untitled Scarlett Johansson, Channing Tatum film. It's a comedy romance. They don't even have a title for it.
It doesn't even matter. Those two right there will draw people to the
That's what they're thinking.
The box office. Yeah.
Totally thinking.
No
that.
Question.
And then we're off to, and then we... Then we get to this one. Now, this one has potential.
All right, let's hear it.
July 19. So it's the first movie, really, of any big movie studio that they've saved for July 19.
Friday
I'm
release.
I'm not sure why they would put it here. Maybe they thought that, and this is Universal, maybe they thought they couldn't compete with Costner or Bad Boys or Bike Riders or some of those, you know, that one with Dakota Fanning and whatever else. So they've got this to themselves. It's not a sequel. It's a remake
of
the movie Twister.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
It's called Twisters.
Wasn't it Helen
and
Hunt?
You know the effects are going to be even better now.
Oh, yeah. I think that was a Helen...
Bill Paxton's.
Yeah, Helen Hunt was in that. And
She wrote an idea for one, but I think she got killed.
Oh, really?
In the... I don't know. Someone said she got killed. I hadn't seen Twisters. Twister in a long time.
Yeah, I haven't either.
I know. Bill Paxton's no longer with us.
But I know it was a good movie. I mean, it was good at the time.
I loved it. Yeah. I loved it. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I had it was ridiculous. It had the flying cow in it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Remember those things?
Yeah,
but
I do remember.
This one, God knows what they're doing with the effects they could do now.
Gosh, yeah. So they could do anything.
That's coming July 19th, and they spent all their money on the effects. It's $200 million.
Oh, my
they're
gosh.
Not paying 20, they're not paying much above scale for these actors.
Wow. We'll see.
Katie O'Brien's the star with Glenn Powell. Glenn Powell was in Top Gun Maverick, I think.
Yeah.
Maura Tierney and somebody else. So
I'm trying to think
it's all on the special effects shot in Oklahoma City.
Okay.
So, I mean, those are some good movies, and that's pretty much it for the summer.
I'm looking up Katie O'Brien to see who she is because I don't recognize the name.
I remember I saw her on the all these things have what you call it? Trailers.
Yeah.
That all look pretty good.
Yeah, I recognize her. You'd recognize her.
So anyway, I mean, they're not overpaying for all their
assets. Yeah, right.
Tom Cruise.
Right.
And all this stuff. Now, I thought his movie was supposed to be out in the summer.
Which one?
The one that's the sequel to the one from last year.
Mission Impossible?
Yeah, I thought that was supposed to come out.
I don't know, but I've always loved those. I know you're going to hate this, but,
see it on the list,
but I like those, just like I like Sean Connery and Roger Moore's 007. I like the Mission Impossibles. I thought they were good.
This is Dead. Well, Dead Reckoning was the last. I did. I enjoyed the last one. I just watched it.
Yeah, they're good.
A couple weeks ago.
Yeah, they do a great job.
Anyway, I can look. That you got the point.
Yeah.
Is that movies, we need to have you come back, and I love movies. Now, one of them, there's a couple of movies that are coming to Netflix.
Yeah, what do you got?
That are being made by Netflix, that were pretty expensive, and they're coming. So they wouldn't be on this list. You know, they wouldn't be released like that.
Yeah.
They have their own list of what's coming there.
I just watched something interesting.
Beverly Hills Cop is coming to, I think that's Netflix only.
Is it really? I watched something that you might like just because it was the same era as, well, for me too, actually, because it was such a long span that he did his comedy, and he wasn't very successful when he started, and that is Steve Martin. It's out on Apple TV.
Oh, yes, that's a documentary. Yeah.
Yeah, and it really is interesting. I had no idea that he went through such a tough time, both psychologically, emotionally, and, I mean, he went for 15 years and people told him he was garbage. He was never going to make it. He was terrible. And, you know, he just stuck with it.
Yeah, I can't wait to see that. There's a bunch of stuff that came out on Apple.
Yeah.
And I'm embarrassingly, I'm just telling you, I need help.
Yeah.
I'm binging SWAT. on Netflix, and there's a lot
there's
of seasons.
No help for you. There,
I can't get away. I'm into Hondo and Decky, and
you cannot be helped if you're watching SWAT. Get out of SWAT.
Swear.
Watch some Steve Martin.
I'm watching it. I'm watching every. I'm watching.
Those were good. They were good. I mean,
well,
I like.
You
them.
Know, again, I feel bad now. Beverly Hills Cop.
Yeah.
Netflix only is July 3rd.
And who's in it? Who are the? The people
Eddie
in
Eddie Murphy.
It's that the
original people.
Really?
There's a bad guy in it, but I mean everybody from Surge to all the rest of them.
Wow.
You know, are back.
Okay, yeah. I got to see it. So, I got to see that.
And now how does this does this compete with things at the theater? Yeah.
Right.
It does. I mean, people only have so much time.
Right. And to go out and do something like that, it takes 3-4 hours. You know, I mean, by the time you get in the car,
it does,
you go and.
But there's certain things, and I wish Beverly Hills Cop was on the big screen too. I wish they'd have put it out, but you know, they're trying to get you to do that. So, okay.
Yeah, I get it.
I hope it's good. You know, but the I know Kevin Costner's movie's going to be good.
Yeah,
and it's going to be one you want to see not on your phone. It's like Top Gun Maverick.
Yeah,
that was not a phone. That was not a movie you needed to watch on. I watched it the second time on an iPad or a phone.
Yeah.
And I enjoyed it, but it doesn't have the same effect.
No, there's no question.
You know?
No, I agree.
The Bad Boys movies and the Fast and Furious, those movies play better on the big screen, eating popcorn and watching that.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just the sound system eating you up and everything.
Well, Jimmy, I remember going to see Tropic Thunder, which is not it's not a box office smash, but I still enjoyed it with a thing of popcorn and one of my friends. We went and saw it, and we're like, it was a good time. You know, it was an hour and a half or whatever of mindless, you know, take me away kind of stuff, and that's really why I go see any movie. It really is.
Well, I think Horizon is a big movie. You know, it's going to be big out west. You know, I think it's going to take up the whole screen for you to look around. And I think the sound's going to be that kind, you know, when they're shooting flaming arrows into this cabin.
Yeah.
I mean, I think you're going to feel like you're getting hit by it. So I think that's great. I'm sure that the sound and the big picture, even though it'll be a mindless car chase thing.
Yeah,
Bad
that's
Boys
okay.
4, will be good at the movie theater.
Yeah.
The biker movie, you know, maybe that. I think that's going to be, you know, I bet that they've cranked it up for some of the music. I know one of the songs they're using in the trailer is Heartbreaker by the Rolling Stones. And boys, that's got a fiery electric piano. So I don't know. I'm thinking that might be good. I'm willing to take a chance.
Well, I'll tell you what, there was kind of a pre-run on that with a show called The Mayans. I think it was Mayans or something
like
that.
Mayans was the
Hulu.
After the Sons of Anarchy.
Yeah, and it was great. I mean, and Sons of Anarchy, another one. So
I never thought I would. That was one that I did not watch when it was in its new phases.
Yeah.
And I watched the last, I don't know how many years it was on there, but I watched the last 2 years probably.
How good was that? I mean,
And it was, I had to figure out who was who.
Yeah.
But I'd love them. I
did too.
Loved them.
I did too.
And I've always said, you know, if I ever had any long-term reason, I'd go back. It's out there somewhere, I think.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and watch that again.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you can get that. But, I mean, if they do something like that.
I went back and watched the Beverly Hills Cop movies again.
Yeah, they were great. They
but I've got so much new stuff to watch these days.
Well, do yourself a favor. Do watch the Steve Martin thing episode. It's in two pieces.
Oh, I definitely do that. Have you seen that other thing on Apple, the one with Kristen Wiig in it, the Com?
Yeah, I started Royale. What's it called? Palm Royale?
Yeah.
Something like that. Yeah, I started that. That's interesting, too. It's supposed to be a comedy, but it's a little more serious than I thought. But it's okay, but it's so not bad.
All right. And I think there was even another one on Apple. There's Sugar coming up. That's coming up.
Oh, I want to see that. I do want to see that.
Detective thriller.
Yeah, that looks pretty good.
There's plenty of stuff on streaming. But, man, I don't want the movie theaters to go away.
I don't either. But we got to think of something to get besides just the movie. And I say just the movie. It's about that. But something to make the experience richer.
Well, here's the problem. This is what happened today where I'm not in a good mood because of the lunch that I had.
Yeah.
And I was a victim of shrinkflation.
Oh, no. You got tiny hot dogs? What happened?
No, I went to Cracker Barrel.
And oh, you like Cracker Barrel? I like Cracker Barrel.
Yeah, okay. I had their roast beef has kind of been well known. It's supposed to cook for a lot of hours.
Mm-hmm.
And every time I've ever had it, you can really cut it with a fork.
Yeah.
Today, I had trouble cutting it with my knife.
Oof. Well, so, could have just been a new chef or something.
Or whatever. Okay.
Yeah.
So that's still the entree. And
yeah.
Then I had, okay, I'm going to have dumplings, corn, apples,
mm-hmm.
and cornbread. So my dumplings come in a little bowl. There were actually three dumplings in there,
mm-hmm.
about the size of a Chef Boyardee ravioli. I mean, little. I said, oh, my God. The corn was okay. And the cornbread was okay.
Yeah, that's always good, yeah.
But, I mean, good Lord, shrinkflation in everything.
Yeah, you're right about that. I mean, we were looking at some of the fast food joints over the last 10 years today. We were talking just a little bit about how some of them have gone up in cost 100% based on the size of what they're giving you. So the price maybe 10 years ago was $5. Now it's $9.99, you know, and it's...
Oh, yeah, well, part of it, too, beside it being... You know, today, actually, when we do this,
mm-hmm.
is the day that fast food workers start getting paid $20 an hour.
That's right, in California. That's right, yeah.
And that's going to have – you watch and see what happens with that.
What? Just let me answer this one question for me. What business owner is going to take the hit? They're going to pass on the
– it's what has been sold. Prices – something's got to break. So the fever's got to break somewhere.
Yeah.
Prices have got to break. It can't go on like this. I say it every week, but the housing, everything. I mean, you know, paying the money I paid today.
Yeah.
And I get three dumplings, you know, and all that. It's just, it's
right.
wrong.
Right.
I hear you. And then another dumbfounding. I was between Nashville and Birmingham,
mm-hmm.
on Interstate 65 on Friday, Good Friday.
Yeah.
And again on the day before Easter, Saturday. Got involved with at least three for no reason at all. Traffic going down to zero. All the lanes full like you're in some Christmas shopping mall jam that lasted for 10 miles, 15
miles. Was it
an
accident or what was it?
No, nothing.
Nothing.
It just... In some cases, it was three lanes of traffic going down into two.
Yeah.
Because the road ran out of three lanes and went into two.
Mm-hmm.
Or just whatever. I mean, it's just so many people out there. I think ever since COVID, the world is certainly the United States, people have gone crazy.
Yeah.
They're out there going every time, going somewhere. How they're able to afford these hotels.
Yeah.
You know, that are out of sight in price. Or they're just running up credit cards. I mean, I hear that credit cards spending is way, people are way at the max point.
Oh, nationally, it's at an all-time high. I mean, it's at an all-time high.
And you can see where it is. It's all these people trying to eat, you know, every meal. I mean, you go any by the time you go two people to a halfway decent restaurant, even mm-hmm. chain restaurant, You know, with tip, you're at $50.
You know, you're right. You're right about that. And I've even noticed it from at a grocery level too. Last night we decided to make lasagna. Right, it's noodles, little ground beef, some cheese. Boom, you're done. Right, I mean it's pretty basic. We bought all the stuff for that. We bought some veggies and a bottle of wine, and I think it cost us. I need a price check. What did it cost us? $60. $60. That's one. Well, we're eating it for lunch too today, but it was $60 for dinner to take home and make it. That's crazy.
You might have saved $20
if I didn't buy the wine. Yeah.
At the end of the day, well, no, oh, even yeah. with the wine, if you did two meals out of it based on $20 a meal.
Yeah, maybe so. Yeah.
Because I haven't gone anywhere lately, short of going to McDonald's.
Yeah.
That's cost me $10.99 or something just to get a plain hamburger. Fries and a Coke.
Yeah, but you but think today, about that? That used to cost
breakfast.
Yeah. It used to be $7 or $6.
$3 for a Coke or $2 for a Coke at some places. And like today, this morning, I went and got hotcakes and sausage, which is a good value. They don't charge much for that.
Yeah.
$5 or something. And then I ordered a Coke because I don't drink coffee.
Yeah.
Our Coke machines are down.
Yeah.
I mean, something's broken there all the time. Either the milkshake machine or something's broken all the time. You know,
And
these people and whoever's buying these McDonald's, they're paying a pretty penny to build these buildings.
Oh, they ain't cheap. You know that. Yeah, you know
billions
that.
Billions of dollars. And they don't work half the time. And then they got people to show up for work.
Well, that's the other thing. And now they're talking about with the fast food hike, we're talking about California. If they're going to pay the fast food workers $20 an hour, how does Joe's Burger House, owned by one family who's not required to pay $20 an hour because it's not a franchise with X amount of stores, how do they get good workers? You know, so it's a vicious circle, and unfortunately we're all running around in it, you know, and it's too bad. But this is the first time in my life that I can really think of, and I didn't live during the Depression, obviously that was a long time ago, but it's the first time in my life where I've really noticed what is being taken out of my wallet when it comes to that.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
And I can feel it. I can feel it 100%.
I can too. And, yeah. Because I've had to buy a medical appliance for something.
That's a whole nother thing.
$500
yeah.
And yeah. I'm sure it wasn't that much.
Yeah.
You know, before and just everything.
Yeah, everything's expensive.
Everything you touch.
Yeah.
You know, is more expensive.
No, you're
and
right.
And gas prices aren't, they're, we've gotten, you know, they're at $3.15.
You're creeping back up. Yeah.
They go up and they're creeping back up.
Yeah.
And what they, you know, well, and here's what the Democrat, well, whoever's in power.
Yeah.
Right now, the Democrats are in power in the White House, in the Senate.
Yeah.
Usually, and what's happened in my lifetime as a news person, they keep the economy in as best shape as they can keep it until after the election, no matter who wins.
You are
and then
so
the
right.
Air goes out of the bubble.
Right.
You know, things are, so if things are going to go to hell in a handbasket, they'll do it. You know, this Christmas,
yeah,
or they'll do it the first of next year, whenever
all right.
the poor sucker is who gets to be president again.
Well, it means 6 more months, right? 8 more months, we're good. We got at least 6 or 8.
Maybe. You Maybe. Know, that's usually the goal.
Yeah, no, you're right.
I mean, look as good as possible, but I mean, when I'm getting 3 dumplings
right.
at Cracker Barrel, you know, because they're hiding it in a bunch of juice, you know, I mean, they're trying to cut their cost.
Of course they are. And the funny thing about it, the funny thing about it for me is I feel like right now we're being told everything's good, but we know because we're the ones paying the bills and fighting in the trenches in the sense of being part of the economy. We know because we can feel it. So you can tell me one thing, but I'm feeling it over here.
And I know I know personally people looking for a job and can't find one.
There's that too, yeah.
I know of people in media where they've had such major cutbacks, you know, in newspapers.
Oh, yeah.
Television and radio,
sure,
and all these other jobs. I'm telling you.
Well, I look at
the army. Even the army.
That's true.
Is getting rid of people. They're
that
downsized.
Is true. I mean,
I
look at the McDonald's situation, and I'll just say that I'm saying McDonald's. It could be Burger King. It could be any fast food.
Absolutely.
That are having to pay this. There's a couple things that can happen. One, they pass it along, and your burgers are going to go way up. Two, they automate more and they have less full-time employees. And three, they could just have less full-time employees so that the benefits aren't part of the package. Yeah. You know, it's just crazy. But you can count on us to get you the truth, right? About the movies and the economy.
Truth sucks.
Sometimes it does.
Maybe I ought to call that our podcast, The Truth Sucks.
Here's the truth. The truth sucks. I think
it
I'll
does.
Do it.
It's terrible. I mean, you know, blowing smoke is a lot better.
Yeah. You want blow? Well, next week we can blow smoke.
Oh, Howard Cosell knows. Tell it like it is. You know?
Tell it like it is. Jimmy, always a pleasure. I want to thank everybody for being part of Sweeping the Country. Tell a friend and make sure you're here next week when we do it again. Until then, I'm Derek Walker. He is?
I'm Jimmy Carter. Good day.
Good day.